It's the AO show. It's the AO, AO show. It's the AO show. It's the AO show. This is just my AO flow. It's the AO show. It's the AO show. And this is just my AO flow.
Hey, I know you have me as I'm twisting, rolling Cali. Hit a radio from a homeless man up in the alley. It's online too, I tell my people in the valley. And they just listen gladly, sadly they never had me. We play records that make them run around. You could go tell the sheriff the new gun in town. And like Mark Essex, I gun them down. Harriet of the underground, deep up in the southern town. Hotter than the oven now, fry them deep southern style. Run a record one time, I don't need to dub it now. They never tell me to dumb it down. She got a new show, oh, y'all have done it now. Ayo.
What's up, y'all? It's Zig the Kid, the host with the most, the butter on the toast.
And I'm DJ Ellie B, the host with the most, like I said, like, it's not most. Oh, but man, we're here, finally off a hiatus. Mm-hmm. Ziggy has conquered his test.
Oh, yeah, so I'm back, man.
We're back. But we're going to get caught up first, mm-hmm, sort of, kind of. Well, so later, kinda, rather, not, yeah, first. So, but we're going to talk about a burning topic that's been on everybody's mind.
Everybody's mind.
It has been on everybody's mind.
It's been on people's mind for centuries.
The unspoken topic of the double standard of, what can we say, cheating or being a side piece? Which one is it?
Man,
I'm not sure to say, like, how to really explain what this topic is.
Honestly, it's more about just being promiscuous and the double standard that comes
with it. There you go. There you go. Why are we bringing this topic up? Because SZA dropped her long-awaited, highly anticipated Control album. And I don't think anybody knew that the tone of this album was going to be, I fucked your nigga, I fucked your best friend, fuck you, I just want to fuck you on the weekend.
Yeah,
I mean, don't really care that you got an old lady.
You know, that could be your car. I just want to rent it. That's what she said.
Right.
I just want a bottle of sugar.
You know, the crazy part is, this is how I feel. I feel that I see a lot of guys that are like big up in SZA for the things that she's doing. And, mm-hmm, oh, she did this. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Speak your stuff. Okay, cool. Because it's SZA saying.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if, say, for instance, I'll put myself out there. You know, say DJ Ellie B was like that, it would be a problem. You know, right. I'd be all types of hoes. Oh, she'd be out here. No! She fast. She all this. And I feel like it's always been a, like you said, double standard, especially because I come from interning with DJs and being around, like, the whole entertainment industry, so to speak. And they can do all kind of stuff that I couldn't do. They can have groupies. They can take chicks home from the club, a different chick every night. If we were DJing Friday, Saturday, Sunday, they can have a chick Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Right. Let me have a dude Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So, since you're the guy, why is it like that, guy?
Well, unfortunately, I hate this is the way it is. You know, it's like a male-dominated society, and, you know, I guess we have this unwritten rule that we can get away with anything on our end, and we don't expect it to be like that on the other side. We don't.
Not at all.
You know, everything's an option to us. We, mm-hmm, should be the necessity, which is, it's a messed up way of thinking.
I feel like I need to write that quote down.
Go ahead and jot that down.
I should jot that
Everybody
down.
Everybody is an option, and we're the necessity, which is, it's a flawed way of thinking, man, because because this is the thing, man. We can be out here in the streets doing our dirt as much as we can, but if one incident comes up, one incident that bae fools around with the homie, or somebody just other than you, the world falls down, and I'm kind of glad. Yeah, I'm kind of glad that SZA spoke on that to say, you know, hey.
Because I thought it was so funny, mm-hmm, because they were like, "Oh, shout out to my homie DH." Mm-hmm. He was like, "Man, you heard this?" I'm like, "Yeah, I heard it." He was like, "I had to cut it off because, like, the first time when she talking about something, she fucked the homie." He was like, "I need that energy in my life." I'm like, you
know, everybody's that had that energy, man.
But you know what's so crazy? What she couldn't further get into is maybe the next cell, maybe she gonna leave this whole subject alone. Right. But I think for women, it's always a why. Like, for dudes, y'all just like, I just did it. Y'all can have sex and be totally unattached. For us, yeah. I promise you, majority of the chicks, except for the ones who you, like, there are girls, don't get me wrong, there are girls who just up and down hoes.
Right.
They fast, they hoes, they fucking the homies, they fucking everybody. We know that. We know that. But I'm talking about for the people that are just normal, that get in those situations. There's usually a reason why she fucked the homie.
Alright.
That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to say anything else that may further incriminate myself.
Right. Man, this ain't no interrogation.
We ain't going to, I can't get married to incriminate myself.
The way I feel, man, I mean, for it to be a game, both sides need to be able to play. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And, you know, like, females should be able to, you know, have their freedom just like we have our freedom.
Right.
And not be judged by it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And this album pretty much played this role by pretty much putting the conversation on the table.
So this is my thing.
Go ahead.
Me, you know, I'm older now. I'm settled down. You know, I've sold my, what they say, sold your wild oats. I've
done it. Lord.
You know, but back in my day.
Like a wild old guy.
Back in my day, you know. But I didn't have time to be in a relationship and stuff like that. This is what, you know, me and my friends would always say. Because it's so funny. You know, I will say birds of a feather do flock together. Like, me and my friends, we was all had the same mentality. We all did the same. The same thing. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I felt like there's always, as far as the double standard, I feel like there's a way to do a lot of the things that SZA said on her album. And nobody never know. That's just what you do. You know what I'm saying? And then there's... Yeah. You do it and everybody know. That's one aspect. Mm-hmm. I also feel like men are always saying, you might disagree with me, but men will always say, I just want a girl. Did she just know it's what it is? You know, we just do our thing and that's what it is. I ain't even tripping. She could do her and not do me. But the minute y'all get that chick who like, all right, well, it's good. You know, you come over or whatever after the club or whatever the case may be, I'm good with that. And she ain't calling you. Ooh. She ain't texting you. Or you might run up on the club and somebody else in the face. Oh, you hot.
Oh, yeah. I'm punching something down.
Oh, but you talking to this nigga now? You know, so it's like...
So?
It's such a double standard to the fact that... Because I will say this. I will say, when I was younger and I didn't know any better, I was in a situation for, like, when I tell y'all, years. In a situation with a person where it was okay for him to tell everybody that I was his... Look at my hands, y'all. Girlfriend. But if I would post, this is how you know I'm old. Y'all about to show my age. If I would post a picture on MySpace or throwing him in my top 8 or something, and somebody call and question him about a picture now that I might have that same picture with 2 other dudes. Oh, it's the world. Why you got that out there, people? Blah, 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 blah. But you just told your homie. But see, man, it was for his homie to watch me, though.
Yeah.
So, when you away out of town, or you got somebody watching me because I can't do no with you, so you in the club talking to this nigga, blah, blah, blah. And when you young and stupid, you know, you kind of like, oh, well, I'm going to be loyal, blah, blah, blah. Let me tell y'all, ladies.
That's out.
I do not believe in that. You got to be loyal before you get the title bullshit. Mm-mm, hey, I don't believe in that.
Hey, look.
If y'all ain't had the conversation and he ain't say we dating to get to a relationship, do you, boo?
Yeah, look, man. You single till you taken. Ain't no in between, man. Right. So
if y'all not being adults and saying, hey, okay, we're going to date. Let's see where this goes. Let's see if we're going to make it to relationship status. If y'all just out here. Okay.
Hey, man, look.
Plenty
of fish out here to get scaled, you feel me?
Do you? I'm telling you, let me tell y'all, the double standard doesn't even stop, you know, like, with just a... We just kicking it. The double standards there in the cheating part.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a dude will feel like, and I'm telling you, I know somebody who's going through this right now. A dude will feel like, I could cheat on you, do all my dirt right. You was all loyal during a relationship. So I got caught. So maybe you left, you know, and you found just somebody else. The minute you done found somebody else? Oh, they mad. Well, why you gave my stuff away?
Oh.
We was loyal, and that's mine. Hold on. Somebody else,
let me catch this. Like, you talking about my stuff. Man, that is a mess up way of
Please
thinking.
Please, bring it back.
Talking about bring myself, back. Like, man, to claim ownership on a piece of that cookie.
It happens.
You know, man, look, it's out here for everybody until there's that mutual understanding.
Let me tell y'all something. When there's married people get cheated on?
All the time.
It doesn't matter. I always say, you know, like the title is there because I feel like the titles give you responsibility. So this my old man, my old lady. Now you know that when you go do certain things and you know that you're supposed to be the house at a certain time. You know, like it's a responsibility thing. Yes, it is yours.
Right.
Let's keep it 100. Mm. It's yours. But I feel like it's okay for the man to give away his, well, it ain't a cookie for y'all. Sausage. It's okay for the man.
Slang
his sausage or lay that pipe. You know what I'm saying? But it's not okay. But, you know, for the woman, the minute the woman do that, you know, it's just.
And,
I mean,
shout out to my dog.
But you know, it's always like that. So I just feel like I just need to know why the standard is there, because I don't. This is what I told. I also say this. And I want to get your opinion on this. Mm-hmm. Why do men feel like when, like, say me and Ziggy was dating, right? Why would men feel like that? Okay, I want the man that fucked all those. You know, like maybe I want me a somewhat, you know, righteous man.
Well, okay. Chiming in, just eavesdropping on a couple conversations like this, man. I guess some women look at men like cars or something like this. Like, they want something that they know has been test-driven a couple of times.
That's what y'all think, man.
I mean, you gotta ask the ladies.
Asking you, so you had heard a conversation between ladies, and they said that they want the no.
Yeah, they don't want the pure. They don't want the all the way pure man. You really gotta teach him from scratch.
Okay, I do get that.
To get it,
I'm not saying I want a virgin. What I'm saying
is, not even that.
For me, well,
you
know that.
That's the thing.
We're gonna talk about that later. For me, I'm gonna say person.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever person I'm with,
mm-hmm.
I want to know that they. Like, okay, for instance, I know I have a past. Mm-hmm. My past ain't pretty. But my past ain't prostitute.
Right.
You know, status neither. You know what I'm saying? But I want to know that, you know, like, I'm not with the dude that was with every fucking man. Just like the man don't want the girl that's with every fucking man. Some men don't care. Now, there's some men that's like, baby, I don't care. You know, I'm a changer.
Check this out. I got one more piece. Like, another thing, I feel like people act like that. Like,
I agree. No history yet. No experience. Yeah, you
no
really
history,
can't.
No experience.
Right. I get it. But we talking about people that had so many.
Yeah. And then, you know, we got people that want to think that.
Somebody
like,
hold on one minute. Huh? So I got to fuck three girls.
No, it ain't that. Okay. I think the mindset is they want the person that's already lived that life to lessen the chances of them wanting to go out and do that again. Like, you know.
Okay. We're going to come back to that.
Yeah.
See, I'm with you, girl. You don't want what's for everybody. That's what I'm saying. You can have an old lady or you can have an old man, but them hoes, it's for everybody.
It's free trade, man.
Cash Money taught you that a long time ago.
Yeah, man. Shout out to you, Jesus, man.
But, okay, I get the whole you... Because, to be honest, at this day and age, or everybody who should be watching should be grown. No grown person really wants to be with a virgin. Like a super, super goody two shoes.
Right,
you know, nobody really wants that. We're not saying that. We're just saying how suicide bombers, though.
They want like 52 versions in heaven. But that's another subject.
We ain't got time for that. Yeah. But I'm saying, you know, the only people I have known that has been with another virgin is another virgin.
No, and they had
I've seen
to be
two
that,
virgins married.
They met
never
a Bible
seen,
study
right.
or something. Had to.
But I feel like, you know, it's just a double standard. Like, I'm just saying just how y'all like, I don't want everybody that's all up in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think that's what we want? People mess with people, date people, and it's okay for them to be in the streets all the time. You know what I'm saying? But let the girl be in the streets and not, she just fast. She doing all this. It's so many levels to it that it's crazy. You know what I'm saying? That's why I always say dudes never really want that chick. You say you want that chick that understands, but do you really? Let me tell y'all. I'm going to give y'all this free game.
Oh.
Free game.
Because
I'm going to keep it up. When I was out on the market, I was that chick.
Mm-hmm.
I played my position. And let me tell y'all what I mean by that. If we met and you showed me that, okay, maybe we just have a simply physical attraction. Mm-hmm. And every now and then, you know, I call you, what's up, whoop-de-boo, we might, you know, talk or go shoe pool, whatever, come back to the house, have a drink. But, you know, however the case may be to get to the whole, you know, in the bed part.
Right.
I'm not calling you, asking you how your mom is. Mm-hmm. I don't care if you lost your job. I really don't care nothing about your life. Because that's not what my role is in your life, to care and text you every day, all day, call you, what we doing?
Right.
Okay. I've been in positions where the person has treated the situation like I am that person. You want me to call, you want me to text, you want me to do this, I'm doing this. But at the same time, you're not meeting those standards. You know what I'm saying?
Right, you ain't
really trying to take me nowhere. You know, you're trying to act like we just kicking it.
Haven't communicated that you want.
So
that.
The person who so-called wants a chick that understands her position is usually that person who say, well, we just kicking it. I ain't ready for a relationship right now. You know, I'm just, you know, I'm trying to get my shit together. I done heard every excuse in that book. Mm-hmm. Trying to do this, you know, I don't really want to throw you out there like that. You know what I'm saying?
This cat's just trying to play the game wrong.
Right. Like, but soon as they done got a little piece of the cookie, they don't want nobody else with the cookie. Mm-hmm. So they like, well, what you mean? Why you ain't calling me? Running up on the man up on me at my job? All kind of stuff. Like, what is you? I'm playing my role. I've had people down the line ask me, well, why we never got in a relationship? Because that wasn't what you showed me.
Right.
So I do feel like there's a double standard. That, like you say, it's okay for the dude to act these certain ways, but the woman is always expected to act like they care, basically. We're always expected to act like, oh, baby, how are you? Hey, babe, can I come over? Then I ain't doing all that. Baby, if you ain't doing it, I ain't doing it.
Reciprocity is key. It's got to be 50-50, you know. If y'all want to be hoes together, be hoes together.
It's nothing wrong with it.
But don't send those mixed signals. That's what gets your windows broken. All that.
This is what we're going to do for you guys.
Go ahead.
We're going to give y'all like a just kicking it guy. So, this is how it's going to go. If you know that you're a dude, first of all, don't listen to any of these rules. If you're a dude that know, there are dudes out there, once they get the cookie, they don't want nobody with the cookie. They just get cookie whipped. Cookie whipped.
I don't get
it. They don't.
I whip the cookies.
But I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. If you're that dude, this guy is not from you. So I'm going to tell you from the girl's point of view. If it's this is an unwritten, whatever. Y'all try to figure out women. This is a rule of women. 99.9% of women are going to give you. That lives matter. It's gonna give you what you give them. Mm-hmm. So if you giving me 100, I'm gonna give you 100. Very few women won't give you what you giving them.
Right.
So if you know that you a person that can't just kick it, just be that open. Like, look, I really ain't ready for a relationship, but I do like you. You cool, whatever. Blah blah blah. Ooh, I like how you swag. Whatever y'all say.
Right.
Say that. Just be honest. Right. I promise you, this is really like the only rule of the guy.
Right.
To be honest. Say what it is. Hey, I just want to kick it.
Right.
You know, maybe, don't get me wrong. We are adults. Everybody have seen somebody they just knew off top. I want to fuck the shit out of that person.
Right. You tell our first look. If you want to build something, or you want to fucking break some head.
We've all been in a situation where we said, I just want to fuck the shit out of a person, and then you might fuck them.
You might
have fucked around and laid in the bed too long. Man, she kind of cool.
She aight. She make a mean grilled cheese.
You know, she aight. So it's okay if you went from, I don't want to fuck the shit out of that person, to, you know what? I might kick it with your ass.
Yeah, right.
That is okay.
Yeah.
But be honest. Because this day and age, there are a lot of women that will play their role. To be honest with you, there's not that. You still got the little stupid thotties out there that just trying to.
You know the young ones. Yeah,
create relationships in their head.
Situationships, that's what that is.
But you know, now.
See, that's another thing.
Go ahead.
People
also gotta be honest. I will say
about that, man.
Go ahead on speaking on a young zig while I read our question.
This is the key, man. Like, you gotta either one, let your intentions be clear once you start it off. If you say you want to pop it off initially, just say you want to pop it off. And if you end up in that situation, you have to know your role. and play it well.
Thank you.
Never blur that line.
Thank you.
That's where
don't you blur it.
That's where keep the confusion comes. You know, if you have that false sense of entitlement, somebody's gonna get their feeling shattered on one side.
Right.
You know, when you thinking it's a big deal and you just a happy meal. You know,
there are people who I am extremely good friends with now, and we was just kicking it. But we knew, we kept it 100 with each other. We kept it 100. When that person got a relationship, I got a relationship, we respected our space, and that was that. It's okay. You know, and I get that, you know, sometimes I think it's a generational thing, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are these kids called now? Millennials? We not millennials. We like 90s babies or 80s babies, whatever. Y'all know
we are.
We were raised on Jay-Z and Nas and shit. You know what I'm saying? We that's why we really ain't got no feelings.
Right.
But I'm just saying, you know, I think it's a generational thing because just come from, you know, being with somebody that's younger. Like, there are a lot of times I have to explain things. Like, no, I know you. Well, no, it's not like that. This is what it was. Or this is what it meant, you know? So I think that it's definitely like a generational thing. You know, like, in this generational, we not no more.
We still are. I think it's people like after, like, 80. Well, people 83 on down is like millennials.
Oh, I just made the cut then. Millennial
gang. We in the
stage. I just made the cut. But I think that's what it is. Like, I think that younger people, they definitely don't get the just kicking it. They don't get it. Oh. I'm going to say from the age of like 26 to like on up, they get it. 26 on down.
Man, I think Taylor got their head fucked up.
They live in Twitter world. They live in social media acceptance world.
They got to show me off all the time.
You know, they having arguments about $100 dates and stuff like, you know, like they live in that world. you know, the world we living is. Man, if it was just $50 to smash, it was $50 to smash. Like, if I took out on a date and I spent $80, then that's what I
bet. I took it to Canes as well. You know, the double toes get them
if
all the time.
Y'all think that this fool here is that savage?
Look at me.
Don't even look like a savage face. Here's our question. Let's answer our question here. So we have a question from young Willie Dropkick Sabney. He wants to know, what's the proper frame for just getting out of a relationship? Like, how long until it's okay for a chick to start dating again?
That's a good one.
You know, I've been on two ends of this spectrum. I have been in a relationship and it just met somebody, like, right after I broke up with somebody. And it just clicked, you know. Didn't work out in the long run, but you know, and then before the person I'm with now, like, I was single for long, like 5 years. And when I mean single, I mean I wasn't really putting in anything into anybody. You know, like, I was just kind of feeling my way around different things, you know, trying to learn me and different stuff like that. So I think that that's just a personal thing. Like, some people, there are people out there who are relationship people, meaning that they can't be alone. So some people can't be alone, and that becomes like, if I'm with Ziggy and we break up, we've been together for 4 years or something like that, we break up, I may be the person in a relationship that can't be alone.
Right.
Like, I can't focus. I just can't. So maybe in 2 months, I got somebody to meet. Ziggy might be like, I gotta get my life together.
Hey, man, I'm good.
Right. I'm free, you know, he might be like, I'm free. I'm gonna live my shit, you know, and just kind of, you know, get everything, you know, together. So I think that it's just really a personal thing. I would never say, I can't never judge somebody because they got, and then sometimes, you don't know, they might have had that person tucked away. And you thinking that they was moving on too quick, and they might have just had them tucked away. And it was just waiting for the right time to end the other thing. Right. So
now here's an interesting one. My man Jess JT, he said, Twitter fucked up folks' perspectives on relationship. They're talking more about dating than actually dating.
Oh,
speak on it.
You know, this is supposed to be one topic, but we're gonna go on just spaying that one today. That was a good one.
Yeah,
I definitely agree with that because I have gotten so much flack for that right there because I would. Before I was in my relationship, I would tell people, we just dating.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, what? That mean y'all together? No.
No.
Let me explain something to you. Just because we're going out on dates, that is not, we're not in a relationship.
You're courting. You're not together.
The relationship I'm in now, We started dating in July. Mm-hmm. It was not official till December. Right. And everybody was like, y'all together. And we were just like, to y'all. You know, when we were in our own space, like, we're going to take our time. Like, we had already had the conversation. You know, the conversation was had that we're dating. We're going to take our time. We're going to get to know each other. You know, we both knew when the time was right. We didn't want it to be because everybody else, just like you said, right. Twitter says this. Yeah, but you are correct. I do see more people talking about, like, let me tell you what I see.
What you see?
Dates that would never happen with a normal person. Floor side seats and all this different stuff that I see people do. And I just be like, are y'all throwing this for the gram or for Twitter?
No.
Like, you know, let me tell y'all, most of my dates did not make it to the internet. You might have seen a little snippet of me in a call on Snapchat or something. Really? But like, you know, the actual date and what we did or where we went or why are you so in love with this person? Why did you get there? It didn't even make it. You don't even know. You know, like, I might have told my friends, like, oh, we went here, and you know. But I do feel that way. I feel like everybody's doing everything for the internet. So it's something that either they're going to talk about it or they're doing it so it can be talked about. Like, when I see, oh, he did this and he took me here and he did that, why we need to know that?
Right. Like, if it's you and another person, man, keep that between y'all. Like, you know, I don't know. I feel like that's, like, the most, I don't know, like, I can't get with it. Like if y'all really doing something, like, you really don't have to show it off. Like, it's not cool. It's like,
right, people trying to keep up with
so self-conscious. Yeah, it's like a race almost. Like, that like we can outbay this other couple. Like, right. You know, end up looking like head ass.
It is so crazy. Like,
come on, man.
Like. This is what I feel like. I feel like, because I was even in this stage, and I think everybody gets in this stage during a relationship. When you just genuinely happy and you're genuinely in love, yes, you're going to post your significant other. You might post gifts. You might post it in like a genuine way. Like, hey, look what I got today. Because it's right. Valentine's Day. It's
look
my birthday.
What baby got me.
Right.
My baby better than you, baby.
But it's not from that perspective. Like, I'm just trying to show off. You know, it's like, hey, I'm just happy. You know, I went through that phase, and now I'm kind of in a phase in my relationship where I'm just super private with it. Like, I want to have my relationship for myself. I want to enjoy my stuff. Because, to be honest with you, that whole happy, hey, look at my baby, but that is the freaking honeymoon.
Man, look.
And when that honeymoon is over, you sitting there looking like, I done posted all this shit. And I can't stand this motherfucker today.
Right. Ooh. And then when everything goes south,
right.
Having to delete all that. Oh, right. Man.
So I just feel like, terrible. I do, to answer the question, I do feel like do people really go out? And I'm talking about a normal date. Like, hey, what's your favorite restaurant?
Right.
Let's go to that. Right. Let me tell you where I come from. My mama was like the G of dating. Like, she could write a book.
Shout
before
to
she got
Shout
married.
To moms, man.
People don't even know about, like in New Orleans, for example, people don't know about the gambit and opening up and looking at the land yap and looking through that and seeing who's playing and what's going on and what play. My mama would get that and would already pick out what she want to go to. So when you call her, and you know, she had different dudes, you call her and say, hey, I want to do blah, 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 blah. You know, what's up, what you doing tonight? Hey, they got such and such playing.
Right.
What happened?
Right.
If you was on some boop-de-boop bullshit, I'ma holler at you. Next person.
Ooh.
So I do feel like people don't date because it's a thing where now, well, I spent $100 on that hoe and she ain't even much my old lady. It just might happen that way.
Because, I mean, it's like more about, I don't know, social status and self-gratification at this point.
I went on a date once like that, though.
Really? Dude. Did you feel any better?
Okay,
afterwards?
So this was my first move to Baton Rouge, right? And this guy, met him at a car show in New Orleans. And I just thought it was so awesome because he was like, oh, I'll drive out there and take you out on a day. I know you live out there, blah, blah. And at the time, it was hard to get people. I was going home a lot. So if I would meet somebody, they would be in New Orleans. And they'd be like, oh, you live in Baton Rouge. So a lot of my just kicking it just came from the fact that nobody took me seriously enough because I stayed in Baton Rouge. And they felt like, I don't know why New Orleans is back. Like, it's so far away. But right. Anyway.
It's only
an
hour.
So, yeah, I ain't gonna lie, it ain't an hour. But it ain't that
far. It's an hour. You moving.
Yeah, I told you why I got to do the speed limit. So then,
oh, okay.
But
Jefferson Parish,
right? So at the end of the day, he offered to take me out here. So I didn't really know about restaurants. So I'm at work, you know, asking people like, oh, you know, I don't want to just go to like Chili's or Applebee's or something, you know, something I could do at home. Like, mm-hmm. What do they have, you know, out here that I can go to? So they tell me, what's the place where they come around with the meat?
Oh, Texas Day Brazil.
Texas Day Brazil. nobody told me how much it cost. Ooh. Now, I'm going to say all this to say that he owned his own tow trucking company. Ooh. So, we go to the place. I did not know how much it cost till the check came. And he made sure he told me that it was $50 a plate. Mm. And I'm so in my mind, and I'm not no gold digger. I'm not that person. I'm the person that when he said, I was like, "Dang, that's a lot of money." Maybe. But you know, I kind of, you know, justified it with, "Well, you got your own business, $100." Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like you ain't working at Winn-Dixie. Like you have your own successful business. You have 3 cars.
Yeah,
for $100, your own house and stuff. You know, he talked about that fucking $100 plate the rest of the night. Because I made the mistake of, he said, well, you know, all that, you know, that's the night young. What else they got to do? At the time, 600 Main was popping. Come on, let's go 600 Main.
Love.
Why he thought, and now, you know, in hindsight, I'm knowing why he got drunk. But he gets drunk, I guess he thought, oh, okay, Baby, this one, I had a big, stupid king size baby. Get your ass on that one side of that bed. Love. And go your ass to sleep and sleep it off and see you in the morning. Damn. You're not going to get none just because you went to sleep. I mean, I wasn't even drunk.
Right.
Like, the object. But I'm just saying, I'll just say that that will be a perfect example of what a date now is. And he just was cheap, clearly.
Man, look.
Because he had on Jordans, all kind of stuff that equaled more than $100, the whole outfit. But
wait, you said Cubs from BR?
No, he's from
North. Oh, he's
from North. But, okay. You know, it's just crazy where it's like, now that's the, you know, That's the mentality of people now. You know, it's like, oh, you from, it costs $100 to go on a date, so you got to be my old lady now.
Like, man, you ain't even got to do all that, man. You go to the park or something, chill out, man. Like, just
the best dates.
Yeah, just, bro, just being in someone's presence and not even worry about, like, money or nothing like that or nothing, like, you know, material. That's the most authentic thing you can do, bro.
You know, like, even gifts, like, people give gifts now and they have to be, I bought her some Louis Vuitton shoes.
Gonna hold that over
did you
your
spend
head.
Your whole check on Louis Vuittons? Like, man. I don't get it, you know. So, I will say that social media has just shaped, we could have a whole social media show.
I mean, we can make it happen.
It has shaped so much stuff, but it has definitely shaped relationships to me the most. And I mean relationships, meaning friendships, you know. Like, cook for me. I'm about that too.
Cook
like,
for you,
my first date with Bae cooked. Cooked. Mm-hmm. We cooked, we watched TV, we joked. It was like, and it was, you know, we still sit down and talk about that first date.
And look, that's the experiences that last forever because, you know, it was genuine. It's cool,
right.
You know, like, you ain't got to be like, yo, I spent like $158 including the tip. You know, I mean,
but
I got to find Pinot for you.
Right. Well, I'm going to say this last thing. We're going to wrap everything up to get to our next little show. Why does it matter that you... and this is coming from my... You know, I have an OG for Pops. And I hung around OGs, so to speak. You know what I'm
saying?
He's
a killer, pretty much, yeah.
My dad's not a killer.
I don't know,
bro. He's a criminal, but he ain't not a show. You know, it's... this is what I was always taught. You know, growing up as a man, like, you know, you're the man and you're supposed to be, first of all, this is why people don't date, because they don't understand dating means courting.
Right.
Courting means usually the man is courting the woman. So when you expecting a woman to do a lot of things, that's not how the role is, you know, unfortunately, that's the ugly side of the, you know, double standard.
Right.
You know, but everybody knows what the man position is and something. So at the end of the day, it's kind of like how can you court this girl to be the number one or whatever, you know,
right.
Okay, so I was always taught that, because I used to be this person when I first started dating. Oh, I don't want to, my mom would be like, tell him to take you here. Tell him, I'm like, man, that costs too much. No, girl, nobody needs something to worry about what the hell, you know, how much it costs. He asked you to go out, this way you're saying, if he, this is what I was told by my mama, and my mom and my dad don't even see eye to eye. So just that you know, this is like the deal.
This is real.
I was telling my mom and dad, if he asked you to go out, then he was prepared to pay for you to go somewhere. If he didn't have the money to pay for you to go somewhere, then his ass shouldn't be out here dating. That's my daddy told men in the family that and all that. Don't become asking for no goddamn money to take no girl out. Your ass you shouldn't be out here doing that if you can't afford. So you shouldn't be out here trying to date no girl if $100 Let's keep it real. You spent $100 on a date. I can tell you how many things I could do on $100 date.
Right.
Now, if your dumb ass decided I'm gonna spend $100 at the restaurant, that's on you. But right. You could have did a lot of things in the night for $100.
Right. And then you gotta look at it on the other side. Like you having this date with the intentions of getting to know this person better. So you really gotta think about it. Like, was that even required for you to get that end result? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So many ways of coming around that. Like, you know, like Kenneth said, you can cook. You can, go somewhere in public. Like, maybe a Baton Rouge, man. Look, I'm going to give you a gem, man. Greenwood Park, son.
Is that the one in Zachary? Yeah, that's the
man,
one.
They got the little
little shit that the little kids run through. I run through the little water like the kids.
Man, look,
but I don't care about is.
Well, I just hope they can swim.
Make sure you ask where the alligator's at. Because I had went on the date there, and the alligator was kind of close. We was like, we got to get out the boat.
Man, alligator's creeping like, what's y'all doing?
Yeah, we got to get out the boat.
But it was fun. I had fun.
My legs was killing me, but I had fun. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you, when I went on that date, the person I was dating was not financially stable at the time, but he was like, this is what you want to do, so this is what we're going to do. And it's crazy. I find dudes that weren't my like, I knew for a fact wasn't financially stable, was willing to spend their last penny on my happiness. Then people who had the money, it didn't even matter. It was like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, it's a list of reasons why bae is bae.
Right.
But bae is bae because bae don't ask no questions. When this bae wants something and she know this bae going to be happy, yeah, and the same, you know, it's, and I think that men are just, we're going to say in general, people want this back and forth in a relationship. I have no problem paying for my date, but it has to get to that point, you know what I'm saying, where I feel like, okay, yeah, come on, I got the check, you know, it's nothing, but I agree with Ziggy, you know, you're going out with people to get to know them,
right?
So first of all, get to know them before you ask them out on a date.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You might find out their favorite thing is riding bikes.
Right. Man.
Do go ride. That's $25 a bike. $50. Yes. And a daiquiri might be what? $6-$7.
You know, just brush it. Get you a little dag, you know, ride around downtown.
You gotta find out what people like.
Yeah, man. That's it.
Like if you know, they might be a photographer. Hey, let's go take the camera and go here. Yeah, we got a festival. Let's go take a ride. Let's go do it. You have to be creative.
It's not based solely on the monetary value. It's not.
So it's a wrap up our little relationship show. One, double standards are whack. They're whack. I mean, they're reality.
Hump who you want to hump, bro.
Hump around. Safely.
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 Use that goddamn Jimmy Hack. Throw him down, fellas.
Safely. Safely. You know what I'm saying? Safely. Two. What was two?
What was two?
Man, look. Man. Two was always be honest. Two was always be honest about your situation.
Yeah, let them know the real.
Let them know what's going on. And you won't be a scissor song.
You won't be a scissor song.
Because I'm telling you, all you dudes on my timeline that's talking bae and scissor, y'all can't handle no scissor. Y'all can't handle her. That's why she's single.
Right.
I'm gonna be honest.
Y'all can't handle that type of
all right with being a weekend bae. You got them on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I'm cool with Saturday, Sunday, sometimes Friday.
No,
I'm good with that. She good with that. I mean,
she's a whole bae.
We don't know, but that's a whole other psychological show if you really are good about what your status is. You know, three, you know, we had the questions in the live about relationships and stuff. Date people. Court each other. This is not for men. This is for women also. Court. You know, find out about the person that you like.
You know, don't rush
find out
it.
Things that are going to get you to be, you know, I always say, and, you know, this is coming from something that worked.
Right.
Me being in my relationship and, you know, still being in it through all the rocky times. And, you know.
Man, you know. Look, man. Look.
You know, but.
Restraining those and all.
We ain't had to restrain all this. See, he going for. But, the reason why we're able to really fight and both of us are fighting and it's like, okay, it's a rocket time. We know we're going to have it. We're willing to, you know, sit back and say that is because that is literally my best friend.
Y'all built a good foundation.
Yeah, we built a friendship. When we first met, we was like, we both got out of bad situations. We felt like that person wasn't our friend. We wanted the person, we wanted to be friends. We wanted to be like, at the end of the day, even if it ends that I can't stand your motherfucking ass, it's a relationship, we gonna be a friendship. So, I mean, I think, be a friend. It's okay to be a friend.
It's right.
You know? Nah.
It's all right to be a fuck depending friend.
That's fuck so around. Sticky. Because depending on what the level of physical attraction is, you might can't just be just a friend. You might have to kind of hit it every now and then. Man, still be a friend.
Yeah, just make sure, you know, let me get me every now and then.
Right. But if you can hold out without doing it, try to build a friendship like that. Yeah, I won't say which route we took, you know.
No, bro.
She is gonna kill me for putting all this out here. Yeah. But anyway, so that was that. So that was three. You know, making sure you three. We say dating. Yeah, you know, and four, like we say, just have fun. Four is just have fun.
Man. Don't get caught up on it and everybody's perception, man. Do what makes y'all happy. Do it for the gram. Don't do it for the
please
snap.
Don't stop doing it for the gram. Man. The gram is so.
Hey man, the key to longevity, bro.
Let me say, everybody who's doing it for the gram is the most unhappiest people in life. Oh, man. All these people out here who unhappy. All
right, man.
Probably don't even sleep next to each other. So let me go on stop this one. That was we'll say that was episode. What are we on? Three. Episode three. Trey. Who do this? What basketball star do Trey?
Shit. I know Jason Terry used to do that.
Oh, no. My boy. Young Trey State.
Oh, Lord.
Let's hold on a second. It's the A-O show. It's the A-O, A-O show. It's the A-O show. It's the A-O show. This is just my A-O flow. It's the A-O show. It's the A-O show. This is just my Yale flow. Hey, I know you have me as I'm twisting, rolling Cali. Hear the radio from a homeless man up in the alley. It's online too, I tell my people in the valley. And they just listen gladly, sadly they never had me. We play records that make them run around. You could go tell the sheriff the new gun in town. And like Mark Essex, I gun them down. Harriet of the underground, deep up in the southern town. Hotter than the oven now, fry them deep southern style. Run a record one time, I don't need to dub it now. They never tell me to dumb it down. She got a new show, oh, y'all have done it now.